certainly U.S. presidents historically have been very reluctant to do anything related to Cuba when they were facing a re-election. The general logic was that if a president was seen as soft on Cuba, that that could cause him to lose the key swing state of Florida, and that effectively their Cuba policy could be the difference between victory and a second term and defeat and a single term.
Is the Cuban-American community betrayed by this move?
Cuban-American public opinion has been steadily changing on the issue of relations with Cuba. And while certainly some of the older generation of Cuban-Americans, particularly people who were born in Cuba or were born here in the United States a few years after the end of the embargo, retain a level of bitterness and opposition to the Castro regime, but that isn't shared by all of that generation, and it certainly isn't shared by Cuban Americans in their 20s, 30s, and even 40s, by and large. And so I think we've seen a realization among most U.S. politicians that the idea that the entire Cuban American population was supportive of the embargo was something of a myth, and that actually it's a relatively small segment of the Cuban American population that actually strongly supports maintaining a very harsh position on Cuba.
Explain exactly what Wednesday's announcement means.
People are going to be able to send a higher amount of remittances to Cuba. It's going to be much easier for groups and individuals to travel to Cuba. Now, there won't be tourist flights, and not everyone will be able to travel, but the number of people eligible to travel directly to Cuba legally is going to be much larger now. People are going to be able to use their credit cards in Cuba, as well as bring home some rum and cigars, things that presently they can't do. We're going to see greater relations between some U.S. businesses and Cuba, particularly in the areas of building construction materials for the private sector and in telecommunications. Cuba has a very limited internet infrastructure that's accessible really only by tourists and a very small elite. What the reforms will do is democratize the access to the internet in Cuba and thereby provide far more Cubans with the ability to see what the rest of the world is really like.